You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Incredibly, Derek, both these nations have qualified for Euro 2016. But goodness knows what team Wales are going to field without Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey, because those two players, in particular Bale, were influential in them qualifying for Euro 2016.
Oh, well, they are Wales, aren't they? You know, those two and Moby Dick. You know, the two most. It's just, without them, you wonder. Wales would not have gone to got to the finals. You still wonder how they did, and you definitely still wonder how Northern Ireland did. I mean, how insignificant a friendly is it? Well, Ryan Giggs has pulled out of the Wales squad, and he's not even in it. It's just, who knows what teams are going to line up. It does seem that Wales have been hardest hit by injuries. I mean, Chris Coleman, it must be tough for him. I mean, I've been to SeaWorld in Florida, so I know as well as anyone what a hard job it is managing Wales. But he seems to have done really, really well so far in getting them to the finals and actually to 17th in the world rankings. In fact, I think they were in the top 10 at one stage, if I remember rightly. But it's those injuries, those absences, you know, Bale and Ramsey. Without them, they looked a bit threadbare. I noticed Joe Allen, the Liverpool midfielder, the Welsh midfielder, was telling the fringe players to stake a claim for the Euros, and that gives you a good clue that you know, they're going to be playing a weakened side. Well, Northern Ireland always play a weakened side, it seems, and yet they keep getting results. The harder the task, the better they do. I mean, they're one of those teams, Northern Ireland, that I don't think any punter has ever caught right. You know what, it's a tough one. I mean, international friendlies are to good betting what I am to good betting, but I would suggest that the draw looks a reasonable bet here. In my, I don't fancy either side strongly enough. And when Northern Ireland are playing away from home, a draw is always a big player.
Yeah, they'll keep it very tight, won't they, Northern Ireland? You know how they're going to set up on Thursday night. Wales were pretty decent at home in qualifying for the Euros. They were unbeaten. Two draws in that spell and three wins against Cyprus, Belgium and Andorra. Northern Ireland, incredible.
They beat Andorra. Jesus. Coleman.
Only by two, Derek. Northern Ireland, on the other hand, he's done incredibly well, hasn't he, Michael O'Neill? You look at the squad that he's got. Call-ups for this game: Connor Washington for QPR, Michael Smith, the Peterborough defender, and their headliners, Derek, for Northern Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was apparently Connor Washington, he didn't come through any academy. He was a postman a few years ago, apparently. I mean, it's just this is the kind of player that they're turning to. It's just, how are they in the Euro finals? How? Please explain to me.
I think it was to do with the group, really. They had Faroe Islands, Hungary, Greece and Finland in their group. I mean, you couldn't ask for more of a doddle of a group, really, for Northern Ireland.
No.
And you can tell how threadbare they are by the amount of column inches that Chris Brunt has got, given his injury. I mean, really unfortunate for Chris Brunt, the West Brom midfielder, that he's going to be absent from Euro 2016, because all his family had booked all their trips. But, I mean, you'd think Gareth Bale had got injured for Wales, the way they're talking about him in the press, because, I mean, he has demanded some column inches over the course of the last 3 weeks, and really unfortunate for him. But, I mean, I can't see Northern Ireland featuring in Euro 2016. I think they might struggle in this game as well, Derek, even though Wales are without Bale and Ramsey, they've got so many more experienced players to call on. And, I mean, one of the big stories this season has been Ashley Williams' performances. He's been fantastic at centre-half for Swansea, and I think Wales might just edge it, Derek. So I know you're going for the draw there at twos. I'll take Wales at 13-10 in that game.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, there's certainly not much to appeal in the 12-5 for Northern Ireland quotas. There really isn't, even though it's a friendly and generally anything can happen. Basically, when you look at these two sides and you think, Christ, these have qualified for the Euros. I mean, they struggled to qualify for the home internationals a few years ago. Oh, and it's just amazing what's happened. All credit to them. You've got to take your hat off. But you sense that they won't be too important come the finals in June.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.